We'll turn to the book of Nahum this morning. Nahum, chapter number one. Book of Nahum, chapter number one. Nahum, chapter number one. The Bible said the burden of Nineveh, the book of the vision of Nahum, the Elkoshite. God is jealous and the Lord revengeth. The Lord revengeth and is furious. The Lord will take vengeance on his adversaries, and he reserveth wrath for his enemies. The Lord is slow to anger and great in power, and not at all acquit the wicked. The Lord hath his way in a whirlwind and in a storm, and in the clouds are the dust of his feet. He rebuketh the sea and maketh it dry. He drieth up all the rivers. Bashan languisheth, and Carmel and the flower of Lebanon languisheth. The mountains quake at him, and the hills melt, and the earth is burned at his presence. Yea, the world and all that dwell therein. Who can stand before his indignation? And who can abide in the fierceness of his anger? His fury is poured out like fire, and the rocks are thrown down by him. The Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knoweth them that trust in him. But with an overrunning flood, he will make an utter end of the place thereof, and darkness shall pursue his enemies. But what do ye imagine against the Lord? He will make an utter end. Affliction shall not rise up the second time. For while they are folded together as thorns, and while they are drunken as drunkards, they shall be devoured as stubble full dry. There is one come out of thee that imagines evil against the Lord, a wicked counselor. Thus saith the Lord, though they be quiet and likewise many, yet thus shall they be cut down. While he shall pass through, though I have afflicted thee, I will afflict thee no more. For now will I break his yoke from off thee, and will burst his bonds in sunder. And the Lord hath given a commandment concerning thee, that no more of thy name be sown. Out of the house of the gods will I cut off the graven image and the molten image. I will make thy grave, for thou art vile. I want to preach this morning, if God will be my help on this thought, comfort. Comfort. Where do we get comfort from? The Bible says we get comfort from the Lord. That the Lord Jesus, He is our comfort. He is our consoler. He is that one that helps us even in times as such as we live. Amen. Nahum, the very name of Nahum, means consolation or comfort. That's what it means. And we see this as we see the comforter, which is Nahum, encouraging people. Lord, now listen, Nahum tells them the same thing that Jonah had been preaching, but Jonah preached before Nahum, probably about 150 years before him. He preached to Nineveh, amen, and Nineveh was fell upon by God, and Lord, they began to see the sinfulness of their lives. And the Bible says, even from the king and down, that they repented in sackcloth and ashes. And as Jonah sat there on the hill and he watched to see God just destroy and annihilate them in 40 days. Praise God. God began to bless Nineveh. And God began to help Nineveh. They began to see the mighty hand of God, and they repented and sackcloth and ashes. And God spared those people. Amen. God didn't only spare them, but he began to bless them and help them in a big way. And Jonah got all upset. Praise God. He said, yeah, Lord, I told you it'd be this way. That's why I got on and headed down, got in the boat, headed down to Tarshish, just as far away from Nineveh as I could get, because I know what you do. If I got up here and got to preaching, that they would hear, and they would turn from their wicked ways, and you'd spare them just like you did. Amen. Praise God. I'm afraid sometimes we try to be comfort to people, but if we ain't very careful, we have the same attitude as old Jonah did. Amen. We want to see how people helped, and we want to see people blessed, but praise God, we want to see it in our direction, in the way that we would think it ought to be. You know, we'll bless those that we want to bless and help those that we want to help. But others, praise God, we just want to cast them outside and let God just ask God just to deal with them in our way, not His. But I'm glad that Jonah prayed. He got a hold of Jonah, and he went down there and he preached. Nineveh got right with God. God. But Nahum comes up. Praise God. He said, listen, he said, in a little while, if you don't get right with God, he said, this is what's coming. He said, you've had your opportunity. He said, you've praise God, and you've turned your back on God, and you turned your back on the things of God, and this travesty is coming. Praise God, whether you want it or not, praise God, it's on its way. And now Nahum prophesied over 100 years before it happened that this was going to happen. Praise God, had enough time to get right with God. I won't say God is a merciful God. He gives us opportunity 120 years. Why? But Noah was a preparing the ark. God was a dealing with those people in Noah's day. I say, hey, you need to get right with God. There's a terrible storm coming. You need to get your heart right. I won't say, youngins, listen. There's a terrible storm coming. We need to get our hearts right with God. We need to get going in the right direction. We need to let God have the control of our hearts. We need to let God become the authority in our lives, because there's a storm coming. Amen. There's a storm coming like we've never seen. But as a comforter, he begins to write to him, and he says that God is a jealous God. Amen. He had a burden on his heart. Amen. Hey, I wonder today, church, do we really have a burden on our hearts for the people? Amen. For the things of God and the goodness thereof. We ought to have a burden like we've never had before. People are dying and going to hell, lost without God. People are turning to this old world. They said only 35% of the people in the United States of America confess to have any kind of religious affiliation, much less be born again. I was talking to a fellow yesterday. I said, listen, Ralph Sexton Sr. Said many, many years ago that 85% of people sitting in our fundamental independent Bible-believing churches were lost as a ball in high weeds. Amen. I'm talking about years ago. Amen. When people were a whole lot closer to God than they are now. And if Ralph Sexton believed that 85%, now he was bringing it right down to his own church, 85% of people sitting in our fundamental Bible-believing churches are lost without God. I'm telling you, we need to be reevaluating the situation, wondering. He said, well, Pastor, how do you know whether you're saved again or not? Do you know that the Holy Ghost has dealt with your heart, that you've confessed of your sin, asked God to forgive you your sin, and you've got into this thing, and you're going with God? Amen. The Holy Ghost, God's leading you. Praise God. He said, if we're led of the Spirit, then we know, praise God, that we're children of God. I wonder today, young'uns, who's leading us today? Which direction? Who are we following? We need to follow the Lord Jesus Christ. We need to be closer to him than we've ever been, because there's terrible days ahead. There's awful times ahead. You say, preacher, what an awful message to preach. I'm telling you, I've got to tell you the truth. Just like I told him, these people are going to die and go to hell, lost in their sin, praise God, if we don't get a hold of our hearts and realize he's a God of heaven that came to seek and to save folks just like us, so that you and I might be saved. Amen. I'm glad we live in a no-so salvation. Amen. I know that I'm saved, praise God. I've been blood-bought. I've been saved by the marvelous grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. He was a burden for Nineveh. He's a burden for the lost in this world. Do we have that burden? Lord, have that burden, praise God. Amen. So what happens? What's the problem in the world today? A lack of obedience. A lack of obedience to God. Amen. We got to realize God is a jealous God. He said God, verse number 2 said God is jealous. Amen. He's jealous of us. Amen. What does that word jealous mean? He's not jealous like we're jealous. You know, like a husband for his wife, or you know, this or that or the other. But God is jealous of he's zealous of holiness. He's zealous of righteousness, praise God. He's jealous because he wants us to be holy, and he wants us to be righteous, and he don't want us to be anything else. Amen. He wants us, praise God, to be his. He wants us to be obedient to him so he can help us. He's jealous. He says he's jealous for his people. That's me and you, praise God. He's jealous. He's jealous for his people, and he's jealous for his glory. He wants to be able to get glory out of life. You know what? You know what I think about when I think about that? that my God of heaven, praise God, Lord Jesus Christ, He wants to be able to brag on me and you. Maybe He wants to point at us down here on this little speck of dirt called earth. And He said, I want you to look down there at that one. Amen. That's mine. And the glory, ain't they precious? I just love them to death. You say, well, preacher, you know, if we was just perfect, we'll never be perfect. I told that fellow, he said, well, you know, if I just live right for God and do, I said, praise God, in this flesh, we'll never be perfect. Those flesh, your flesh is not saved. Amen. Amen. Your flesh is, praise God, your flesh is not saved. Your spirit that lives within you, praise God, is what's saved. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's what gets that. That's what makes the difference in our lives. It is that Spirit of God that lives in us. The Comforter, which is Christ Jesus, our Lord, praise God, that makes the difference today. Amen. And we see that power of God moving on our lives. And we see the Lord that He's jealous, amen, for us, for His people. Amen. And it's for His glory. Amen. And therefore, God, He said He's revengeful. He hates sin. And He deals with sin. Now, I know we're living today and our people don't want to hear that. We're living in a day and hour where people say, well, you know, just do whatever you want to. Whatever feels good, do it. That's so contrary to the things of God. It's not even funny. Amen. God said He requires, He's jealous. He requires holiness. He requires right. He said, be ye holy for I am holy. And we've said before, He wouldn't ask you to do nothing that He couldn't help you to do. He wrote it down in the volume of the book. He gave us the commandments. He gave us a direction to pursue. And if we'll just pursue that direction, God will bless us and help us. He'll bring us out to being a light even in the darkness. It's getting darker all the time. Amen. Bible said it waxed worse and worse, and in the end, I ain't looking for it to get a whole lot better. Amen. Praise God. I'm glad there's one that's a whole lot better than what we have. Amen. I'm glad we got a promise. Amen. But God's jealous. He's jealous of us, praise God. And in His zeal, He wants us to do right. We can do right, praise God, in the power of Lord Jesus Christ who's in us. He's a Savior, praise God, moves into your life. And we've said so many times, if there's not a change takes place when you get saved, there's not a chance of seeing heaven. Amen. Because something as big as the Spirit of God moves into your heart. And the Bible says when we get saved, that the Spirit of God moves in, He takes up housekeeping. Amen. We just got to deny the flesh and let the Spirit of God kick out that old junk that we don't need. There's so many things in this world that so easily beset us. Amen. Get a hold of us and pull us in all different directions to just almost tear us apart. But God says if we'll deny those things and seek Him, praise God, He'll fill us with His Spirit. Praise God, the Spirit of God, it'll overcome those obstacles that we face in Christ our Savior. He begins to make that difference. He punished sin. He gets rid of sin. You say, well, preacher, why would God do that? Because the Bible says He's long-suffering. Amen. It said He's jealous and He's revengeful. Amen. And He's revengeful. In His revenge, He's furious. I don't want that, do you? Amen. I want to stay as far away from the revenge and the vengeance of God as I can get. Amen. You say, preacher, where do you get? You just snuggle up the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise God. That's the safest place to be. But even in His, even in God's jealousy, even in His revenge, praise God. And now look what He says. He said, the Lord will take vengeance on His adversaries and He reserveth wrath for His enemies. These two things I don't want to be. Hello? These two things we don't want to be. We don't want to be an adversary to God, and we don't want to be an enemy to God. That's two things that you don't want to be. You say, what do? Just get on the Lord's side. I think it's time, praise God, that we start picking teams, picking sides, choosing sides. And the Lord comes to us and He says, hey, pick me, choose me, praise God. It's time that we just, lock, stock, and barrel, we just got in on the Lord's side. Amen. Got in on His side and allowed Him begin to be our Lord and our Savior, our Master and our Sheep Master, and our Chief Master, praise God, the Keeper of our souls. It's so important. Praise God. But God's able. But He does it because He's long-suffering. He said, the Lord is slow to anger and great in power, and will not at all acquit the wicked. He said, hey, listen, he's not going to count you not guilty. I want to say newsflash this morning, we're all guilty of sin. We're guilty as sin of sin. Amen? Maybe we all sin come short of glory of God. But God Almighty blessed us, praise God, and brought us and gave us opportunity because God is slow to anger. He's long-suffering to us who believe. Amen? He's there to help us every day if we'll let Him. Look what He says, it told Him in Exodus. In Exodus chapter number 34, He said this. Now this is after Moses has done broke the tablets that God wrote out with the commandments with His finger. The finger of God, and he comes back before God and the second tablets of the law of God. And he says, hey, listen, get you some tablets. Come up in the morning and said, you'll have a talk. And in verse number 5, he says this. He said, and the Lord descended in the cloud and stood with him there and proclaimed the name of the Lord. And the Lord passed by before him and proclaimed. Now watch this. He said, the Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abundant in goodness and truth. I'm glad that's the God I serve. Amen. Praise the Lord. He's good and He's truthful. Praise God. He tells me the truth. Now, this old book tells you the truth, but a lot of people don't like the truth. Fella said, I talked to that fellow yesterday. He said, you know what? He said, that old preacher gets up sometimes and he steps on my toes. He said, I don't know where he gets this information he preaches because sometimes he preaches right to me. Me sitting there and somebody's told him about me. I said, yeah, I did. He said, I know who did it. He said, who? I said, Jesus told him about you. Amen. Jesus knows all about you and he's speaking that man of God and the man of God just giving you the word of God to help your heart. And I said, if he's stepping on your toes, he's missing the mark because he's aiming for your heart. Amen. Try to help you. Try to encourage you, praise God. He said, I never thought of it that way. I said, well, that's the way you'll think of it. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin. And that will by no means clear the guilty. Visiting iniquity of fathers upon the children's children, unto the third and fourth generation. And Moses made haste and bowed his head toward the earth and worshiped. And he said, if now I have found grace in thy sight, O Lord, let my Lord, I pray thee, go among us. For as it, now watch what he says. He said, now this is the Baptist church today. Amen. Listen to what he says. For it is a stiff-necked people, and pardon our iniquity and our sin, and take us for thine inheritance. And he said, behold, I make a covenant before all thy people. I will do marvels, such as have not been done in all the earth, nor in any nation. And all the people among which thou art shall see the work of the Lord, for it is a terrible thing that I will do with thee. He didn't say do unto you, unto thee. He said, I'm going to do it with you. Amen. Praise God. I'm going to let you, praise God. I'm going to let you be the example in the lost and dying world. Praise God. I'm going to let you be my power, if you will. I just wonder what would have happened. We said in Sunday school, I wonder what happened in the nation of Israel if they would just listen to the Lord, praise God, and they would receive the Lord Jesus Christ when He come. But not, they got caught up in their self and they denied and rejected the Lamb of God. They denied and rejected the Savior, praise God, the Messiah of God. They pushed Him away and said, we'll not have this man to rule over us. Amen. I'm afraid the world that we live in today is doing the same thing. They're saying, I'm not going to have this man to rule over me. I've got my own direction to go. I've got things I've got to do. Amen. You better let God take care of that. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, observe thou that which I command thee this day. Behold, I will drive out before thee the Amorite and the Canaanite and the Hittite and the Perizzite and the Hevite and the Jebusite. Then he says, take heed to thyself, lest thou make a covenant with the inhabitants of the land whether thou goest, lest it be for a snare in the midst of thee. But you shall destroy their altars and break down their images and cut down their groves. Now watch what he says. For thou shalt worship no other god. For the Lord whose name is jealous is a jealous God. Amen. He said, Lord says you need to be directed. You need to be focused upon the things of God. You need to realize that I am a jealous God. God's jealous today. He wants us to serve Him, love Him, to appreciate Him and Him only. Amen. You say, well, preacher, you got so much other stuff that we've got to chase after in this world. The Bible says, seek first the kingdom of God, His righteousness, and all these other things shall be added unto you. We're seeking the wrong things. Amen. We got to seek the Lord first. We got to put the Lord first. Are you hearing me this morning, church? God bless you, sweetheart. We've got to put the Lord first and make Him the priority of our life. There is no priorities. There's a priority. And when we make Christ our priority, He takes care of everything else. He made us a promise that He would. He can't lie. Amen. Amen. He said we need to pray, believe. He said, Lord, You promised You'd take care of everything. Praise God, and I'm putting it in Your hands. Amen. Praise the Lord. And what does He do? He begins to make a difference. He begins to be the Lord of our life. So we can see God. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm glad God's patient. I'm glad God's patience is enduring. I'm glad God don't have temper tantrums. Amen. Could you imagine if God had temper tantrums? Kind of like we do. Amen. I was talking to that fellow yesterday, but we got to discuss a whole lot of things. He said, I really struggle with my flesh. That's what I told him. I said, well, your flesh ain't saved. We all struggle with that. And he said, sometimes I just get so upset. I said, yeah, our temper gets the best of it. He said, yeah. I said, we got to just give that to God. Because even when we're having temper tantrums, praise God, God don't have temper tantrums. God is always, glory, hallelujah, somebody will jump up and take a spell. God is always in control. He's in control of every situation, every circumstance. He's in control of the earth, of what universe. Praise God, He's in control. Praise God of me and you if you'll let Him. God, just get on your face and say, Lord, pray, here I am, Lord, please help me. Help me to be as controlled as You are. And He's patient. Not only is He in control, but He's patient. He don't have temper tantrums. Amen. His patient praise is enduring. And he's patient towards sinners. I'll just be honest. I try to be patient. But sometimes so sinners try my patience. Amen. They try my patience to the end. You say, well, preacher, what makes a difference? He's patient with sinners. There's two things that sinners have to do. Number one, they've got to be able to willing to hear His word. Amen. That's where God's patience comes in. He's patiently just waiting on somebody to give some old sinner the Word of God. You can't make an informed decision without the Word of God. But we hear the Word of God, we make an informed decision. And then once old sinners hear the Word of God, then they repent of their sin. Amen. And then we get started in a different road. That's where Comforter comes in. That's where that comfort from the Lord, praise God. So we see God, He's jealous. We see God, He's long-suffering to us, me and you. Thank God He is, or we'd be in a mess. But God is also sovereign in all that He does. Amen. He said, let not any man be seen throughout all the mount, neither let the flocks be thereof. Praise God. I'm back in Exodus. Amen. Go back to Nahum. Back to Nahum. And the Lord hath His way in the whirlwind and the storm. So we see God and His sovereignty, that He has His way. I want to tell you this morning, God will always have His way. Amen? God will always have His way. God will always get His way, one way or another. And we just might as well just fall in line with Him. Because God will have His way. His way, and His way, we've got to realize God's way is always best. Now we may not understand it, but it's always that way. Amen. And He tells us here that Lord hath His way, and He always will. He's slow to anger, He's great in power, and He'll have His way. Amen. No matter what people think, He's always in control. He's in total control. Here He says He's in control even of the elements. Amen. The forces of nature said God's in control. He's in control of the whirlwind and the storm. He's in control of the clouds or dust of His feet. He rebuketh the sea and maketh it dry, and maketh it dry, and drieth up all the rivers. The basin to languish and Carmel and the flower of Lebanon to languish. The mountain quake at Him and our hills melt and the earth is burned at His presence. Yea, the world and all that dwell therein. Said, Lord is in control of it all. Praise God. And his focus, praise God, is in the for, even the forces of nature, praise God, God is in control of them. And we have no control over those things. They said there's a hurricane going up the coast, I guess, right now, supposed to maybe hit Maine in a day or so. And we don't have no control of that, but God does. Amen. God is in control. That's why we need to put our faith and trust in Him. Amen. And he says, because God, he said, but nobody can stand against his anger when God gets upset. Amen. So who can stand before his indignation? And who can abide in the fierceness of his anger? I mean, the answer is nobody. There's nobody and no thing, praise God, that can stand against God Almighty. Because he is Almighty. Amen. The God I serve ain't weak. The God I serve, praise God, is a God that's all powerful. He's able to do all things, praise God. He is an almighty God. His might is beyond our comprehension, praise the Lord. So we see that God is long-suffering and God is sovereign. That he's in total control all the time. Amen. We need to put our faith and trust in Him because He knows what's needed and He is in control. We just need to figure out His plan, become part of His plan. Amen. You and me, we need to be part of His plan. And put our plans aside and just allow God to be the Lord of our life because God is sovereign. Not only is God sovereign, not only is he long-suffering, not only is he jealous, God, but praise God, he also says, on top of all that, it says that the Lord is good. We know that, don't we? We know the Lord's good because we've seen him do marvelous and wonderful things. He is a good God to us. Amen. Without him, we'd have nothing. But thank God, because of Him, we have everything. He said, the Lord is good. Amen? That's a statement. It's not a thought. It's not a suggestion. But He said, this is a statement. The Lord is good. Notice what it says. He is said, He's strong. Amen? Ain't you glad that when sometimes, I don't know about you, sometimes I feel weak. Sometimes I feel real frail. So sometimes I don't feel like I've got the strength to persevere. But God Almighty is my strength. Just like He's your strength, praise God. Because God is good and God is strong, praise God. We can put our faith and trust in God. When all else fails, praise God, we know whom we can call. And God bless our hearts and he gives the encouragement that we need. So not only is good and strong, He's a strong stronghold in a day of trouble. Amen, praise God. We got things that's coming at us we don't know about, praise God, but God does. And He's there to take care of those things. And He said, we have that. He said, and He knoweth them that trust in Him. We got to put our trust in the Lord. Amen. I told you before, you can put your trust in men and people and different things, but praise God, they'll let you down. But if we'll put our trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, amen, put our trust in our Heavenly Father, praise God, He'll never let us down. He's never failed me one time. I failed Him a lot. A lot. But praise God, He's never failed me. He's always been there for me. He's always come through. Sometimes I'm like they was when Lazarus died over there. They said, Lord, if you'd only been here. That's the way I feel sometimes, amen. Lord, if you'd only been here, praise God, listen. I'm going to say, God, the Lord is always right on time. He's never late. Amen. He always comes through for us right on time. And he said, praise God, that because he is a good God, a good Lord to us. He's there to help us along the way. He's strong, praise God. And he's the God of those that trust in him. You know God knows who trusts in him and who don't. Amen. He can't bless us if we don't trust him. Hello? He said that we have to pray. We pray believing that we might receive. He said, pray believing and you shall receive. Amen. He said, we've got to believe on Lord Jesus Christ. We've got to believe in God. Amen. We've got to trust Him with all our heart. We've got to trust Him with everything that we have. Amen. And then He begins to move upon our hearts and lives and make a difference. We need some difference in the world today, praise God. We need to, because He knows who's trusting Him. And He also knows when you don't trust Him. Amen. We just need to ask Him, give our prayers, our supplications, bring them to the Lord and say and believe that He's able to do all things and do it well, even for His glory. Nahum says, listen, said people, said the Lord's good. and he wants to help. He's a stronghold in trouble. So you just need to call upon him. And remember, he knows whether you trust him or not. It's different just to call upon him, but we got to believe in him. We got trust on him. Believe upon his name, praise God. We see the Lord begin to move the nation of Nineveh. I mean, I thought it's kind of peculiar in verse number 8. He's talking about the destruction of these people. He said, with an overflowing flood, he will make an utter end of the place thereof, and darkness shall pursue his enemies. I thought, wow. And then in verse number 10, he said, so we see a flood, and in verse number 10, we see a fire. He said, they shall be devoured as stubble fully dry. I thought, wow. I remember that they talked about a flood. And I remember that he said if he ever done it again, he would do it with fire. So God gives us an example here of these people, the wickedness, praise God, the apostates, the one that turned their back and rejected God that they knew. Amen. That they claimed known. God says, I'm going to finish this thing once and for all. Amen. I'm going to devour them with an overflowing flood. I'm going to devour them with a fire. Amen. The fire of his wrath is going to be poured out upon them. Amen. But he said, listen, so that God's people during all this, that God's people will be safe. They will be, God will preserve them a refuge even in all of this. In Psalms 46, he says this in Psalm 46 verse number 1. He said, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Verse 6, he said, the heathen raged and kingdoms were moved, and he uttered his voice and the earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Selah. And then he says in verse number 10, he said, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us, and the God of Jacob is our refuge. Selah. So what do you think about that? While all the revenge of God is being poured out, he said, but God will protect his people. He'll give them a place of refuge in the time of trouble. Praise God. What a blessed Savior that we have. And when we put our trust and our faith in him, he is a delivering God. Amen. You believe that this morning? You believe God's able to do that even for you? You know, a lot of times, you know what the devil does? He comes by where we live. Amen. And he says, well, you know, he'll do that for him, and he'll do it for the preacher, and he'll do it for, you know, this old saint of God, but he'd never do that for me. See, that's a lie of the devil. If we put our faith and trust the Lord, Nahum's trying to tell us if we'll put our faith and trust in God, that he is a delivering God, that he'll deliver us. He'll keep us in safety. Jehovah God, praise God, will be there for us. Amen. But we see, and he's speaking about Judah here in the Northern Kingdom. And he said, hey, listen, said that you're being afflicted by Assyria. Assyria was one of the worst, most violent, mean, cruel kingdoms that there ever was. They were wicked and vile as hell itself. But God Almighty is speaking to you. He said, I'm going to deal with them. And he says, what I'm going to do is I'm going to put you in a place of protection. I'm going to break their yoke from off of you. He said, I'm going to end this thing. He said, what do you imagine against the Lord? Verse number 9. He will make an utter end. Now listen to what he says. I like this. Affliction shall not rise up the second time. Amen. He said, I'm going to deal with it. He said, affliction will not rise a second time. He said, I'm going to deal with it once and for all. Put an end to it. Praise God, through here the protecting hand of Almighty God. And in verse number 20, he said, thus saith the Lord, though they be quiet and likewise many, yet thus shall they be cut down. When he shall pass through, though I have afflicted thee, I will afflict thee no more. For now will I break his yoke from off thee, and I will burst thy bonds in sunder. The Lord says, I'm going to take the affliction away from you. He said, I'm going to give you peace, and I'm going to give you all the things that can come from a thrice holy God, because I'm there for you. The affliction and the afflictor will be gone forever. I'm glad one day in a little while, Brother Junior, that the affliction and the afflictor will be gone forever. He'll be taken away. The old devil and the demons of hell will never bother us again. Amen. We put our faith and trust Lord Jesus Christ, and He'll lift us up beyond the affliction of this world. All the sadness that we face sometimes, the hardships. But I'm glad that the Lord Jesus Christ has made us a promise. Amen. Has made us a promise. And He is that blessed hope of the promise. We have it in Christ. Nahum says, listen, so they is comfort in the Lord. There's comfort to be had if you want it. But we know that the Paul Harvey version, Nineveh kept their backs turned to God. They refused and rejected God. 100 years later, people forgot to remember God. And God had to come in and destroy that wicked nation. Amen. Had to utterly destroy the enemy. Praise God, of His people. Amen. They were absolutely wiped out. But God gives, He sends a man with good news, a courier, a messenger. He said, this is the way it is, and God loves you. Amen. God is merciful. God is gracious. He said, if you'll choose God, if you'll trust the Lord, God will help you out, even in troublesome times. But they never listened. They never heed. They never wanted it. They turned their back from God. I wonder if we look at our country today, how our nation has turned its back on God, going in a total different direction, just as far away from God as we can go. God help us. We are in a mess. If Nahum could speak to us today, he had said, listen, the comforter, he would comfort and say, listen, turn to the Lord. Flee the stuff of this world and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, your helper, your great high priest. Amen. The keeper of your soul. We need the Lord today, youngins, like we've never needed Him before. We need the comfort from the Comforter, which is Jesus Christ our Savior. Amen.